evening, sir. Oh, no, I'm not a babysitter. I know your wife and baby are out of town. Yes, they left for the weekend. I'm Miss Bell, your wife's intern. I'm more of the husband sitter. Well, your wife said that you have a habit of, how did she put it? Let me get my notes. She said that you had a habit of getting up to no good and using that big cock on whatever slut is nearby. Yes, her exact words. See, her having to go out of town and it being Valentine's weekend, she thought that would be just too much temptation for her pretty boy who is all dick, no brain. Well, she kind of gave me orders to, yes, sir, her exact words. She wanted to make sure you behaved this Valentine's weekend and make sure you stayed good while she was gone. What exactly were the rules? Well, there's a lot of directions. It's actually pretty complicated. I got confused a few times, but the three main ones, yeah, she highlighted them. I absolutely have to make sure of these three things. One, must keep tabs on you at all times. Don't let you put your cock in any other women. And lots of other stuff, but the last one is don't bore her with details, just make sure you're good. No, I shouldn't be a bother. I have a ton of paperwork anyway. And to be honest, taking care of you is way easier than the stuff she usually asks me. Anyway, she said I should use the guest room. So I'll go drop my stuff off over there and get to work. What's that? You need to go out? Why? To go get beer? I don't know. Let me check my notes. In my notes it says she stocked up on your favorite beers so that you wouldn't use that excuse. Yes, sir. You are absolutely correct. You are an adult, and I couldn't stop you. But she did ask me to call her and update her if you were to try anything. So I would have to tell her. But you just couldn't find the beers? Oh, I'm good at finding things and helping, sir. You sit down. I'll take care of that. What's that? You want to see the rules she left? So you can go over them. But I need them. I'm kind of scatterbrained. Mm-hmm. Without my notes and everything. Everything goes all cattywampus. It is so a word. My mother used to use it, and it explains me perfectly. Without my notes, I'm kind of cattywampus, yes. Okay, I suppose if you don't go anywhere and promise to be careful, I'll lend them to you. Just promise you'll be careful. Okay, here are my notes. You go get comfy and I'll bring you a beer. I brought you your special imported beer. No, it's no problem at all. The notes? In the margins? I can get kind of... ditzy sometimes. So I put little notes to remind me of, social cues. And actions I could take. It takes a lot of practice. What am I like usually? Well, you know how you have to have the TV on to relax? Well, I kind of, vibe. I just have this zen. Like, I don't really need to be entertained or to even, think. Oh no, your wife was very specific that I am to focus on you this weekend. You want me to what? Have a beer with you? I don't think that's a good idea. Why? Because I'm supposed to guard or focus on you. And I am really bad with alcohol. Like one or two beers and I'm completely cattywampus. Old? Well, I'm old enough for college. And your wife's corporate intern program, so you know I'm over 18. Just how old? Just barely. I mean, I'm old enough to drink. I mean, it's not like I want to drink, but... Okay, I do want to. It seems so relaxing, and I have been... so stressed. Like, I love my job, but your wife is so demanding. And I didn't even get to see my boyfriend this week. Oh, yes, I have a boyfriend. But it's kind of like you and your wife. I'm the only one working. Yeah, she pointed out that she works and you, don't. Except he is going to school, like, I never see him. I can't wait for him to be done. Sometimes I just want to be taken care of. To just stop thinking and let go. Let someone else take control and just vibe. You know what? I am an adult and I think I will have a beer. Just one. Be right back. This is good. But, wow, stronger than I'm used to. Oh, it's foreign? Does that mean it's stronger? I see. No, I'm not much on details like that. Well, thank you for chatting. I appreciate the breather, but I need to get back to work. May I have my notes back? What? Why? You were reviewing them? Why? To see what my duties are? But I told you, and she explained them very clearly. Like, 3 or 4 times. You want to clarify a few things? Like what? Stipulation A? That's the one where I must keep tabs on you. Well, it used to be must keep my eyes on you at all times, but we kept going in circles for stuff like showers, sleeping, so since she couldn't make me understand, she changed it to keep tabs. Yes, I am supposed to. Wouldn't what be easier? If I stayed by your side? Because if I go back to work, I won't be able to be sure if I'm keeping tabs. Yes, that does sound like her keep you in sight rule. So I suppose you're right. I could bring my work over here. Stipulation C? The one where I make sure you're good. How could I be sure you are being good if I'm interrupting and relaxing with my work? I suppose you're right. I could just finish early on Monday. Well, I guess I could, sit over here in the corner and quietly drink my beer. What? You want me in the love seat with you? But I don't think your wife would like that. It says in stipulation B, no other women? What? Other? But I'm sure I don't count as other. Oh. Wait. Are you sure? Well, I guess you're right. The directions were for me, so any other woman might mean anyone other than me? Oh my god. Do you think that's what she meant? But she's so jealous and never wants anyone near you. Stipulation C? You think that's why she doesn't want me to bother her with details? 'Cause she might get jealous. So, you're saying she just wants you to make you feel good and not tell her how. Just that you were. Let me write this down. That you were watched all weekend. You were never near another woman. And you were good. And no boring details. I suppose I could, help you relax while you drink your beer and watch TV. My boyfriend? Oh, no, I don't think he'll mind. He always tells me I should work hard, and he never wants to hear about my job anyway. I mean, it's not like it's cheating. It's just work. I'll just help with you, and, I'll do my best not to enjoy it. What? I don't have to? But I signed up for this. I'm happy to. Not only are you sexy, but this is so much easier than having to think all the time and read my notes. A whole Valentine's weekend of just doing what you tell me feels good. That's just zen. Like, really relaxing. You just tell me what to do, sir. You don't want to be called, sir? What do you want to be called? Daddy? Do you think that's professional? I suppose if that's what you like. Oh, you do like that. Okay, sir. Okay, Daddy. I'll do anything you ask. All weekend. Are you sure I can make you feel good, sir? Daddy? You like my body? Oh, thank you, Daddy. It's young and sexy. And I'm what? I move like I'm repressed and needy. I have no idea what that means. Take off my dress jacket? Okay, sir. Daddy. Sorry, I'm trying to get used to it. Remove my shirt? Okay. Oh, it's a sports bra. Why do I wear a sports bra? Because if I wear a regular one, your wife says I look unprofessional. I suppose I could... Oh, you like them? Thank you. I mean, Daddy. No, my boyfriend hardly ever seems to notice. It's like, now that school started, he almost never wants to touch me. Even when he's been off. He just doesn't pay attention to me. He's so busy with school. Or friends. You know that feeling? Oh. I guess you do know that feeling. Not since the baby, huh? I guess that happens. It's a real shame, though. I mean, like... I just think you're really handsome. And I've never actually been with an older guy or anything. But you're still so young and handsome, and I mean, I think I'm getting too into this. What? Oh, okay, I'll just focus on what you want. What do you want, Daddy? You just want to be taken care of? To be spoiled like a good daddy? And your wife just threw money at it? Well, as jealous as your wife gets, I'd never believe it. But you convinced me, Daddy. I'm going to make this Valentine's all about you. Don't you worry another second. I'm so good at following directions. You are going to love it. Hey, Daddy. It's okay. You just keep watching TV and drinking your beer. Just pretend like I'm not here. And I'll go ahead and just focus on you. See? I'm following. Both her and your orders. Your cock is so big. So thick. And my little mouth. Fuck, Daddy. Starting to believe you. About your wife not paying attention. These balls are so heavy. Your cock keeps twitching. It feels like you're ready to come as soon as I get my mouth on it. But don't worry, Daddy. We have all weekend. And I'm such a hard worker. I'll be working so hard to make sure that you are completely spent and empty. Ah, Such a shame your wife doesn't suck you off, Daddy. This cock is just too delicious. It tastes better. And bigger than my boyfriend's. God, I'm just going zen on your cock. This is so relaxing. I don't mind. Go ahead. And put a hand on the back of my head. Shove your cock between my lips. And make me suck deeper. I can take it. Are you feeling good, Daddy? Drinking your favorite beer. Watching TV. I never thought I'd enjoy being called that. Yeah, I kind of like baby girl. Yes. Enjoy, Daddy. While a sweet, younger, needy baby girl is on her knees, servicing your cock with her mouth. You're starting to sound so excited, Daddy. What's that? She's texting that she's gonna call you? Well, let's see how good you are at self-control. Better shove your cock deep down my throat or else. She may get more details than she wants. Better answer. She doesn't like to be kept waiting. Here, let me put my little hands on this monster. Now, shove your cock deeper down my throat, or she'll hear. Just give it to me. Give me that big load of daddy cum. Blow your load into my mouth. As she lectures you. Try to respond as I swallow all your daddy seed. Daddy. Fuck, you came so much. I couldn't swallow it all. Your cum is all over my face. And my tits. You came so much. For lucky baby girl. Oh, don't worry about that, Daddy. We have all weekend. I'll make sure you are so good. Here, you hop in the shower and baby girl will start dinner. You know, you're right. She's ordering us to stay in this Valentine's. And she's paying. Where would you like me to order from? Ooh, but that place is so expensive. Oh, I like how you think, Daddy. You hop in the shower. I'll join you in a second. What? Of course. I'll wash you off. After all, I'm not supposed to let you out of my sight.